Well, whether you're interested in hiking or biking or, let's see, what else? Running, tubing, camping. There are lots of things you can do in the area of silent sports. And we'll be talking about that now with Joel Patnod. Joel is the editor of Silent Sports magazine, and he comes by every so often to talk with us. And what better time of the year to discuss it than right now when we're right in the midst of a great summer in Wisconsin. Certainly, if you have a question about events or about things that are going on, or maybe some more technical questions relating to anything from biking to running, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. And you can also email us, and the email address is talk@wpr.org. And we'd be happy to get you on the air to talk with Joel. Joel, welcome back.
Good to be back, Larry.
Yeah, nice to have you. The official opening of the Badger State Trail Southern segment is coming up July 8th.
Yes, this Sunday, and a long time coming. You know, this is a project I think the DNR identified in 2000, and it really kind of picked up in 2003, and people may have been biking it, actually, and it's certainly been possible. The Badger State Trail, for folks that don't know, comes clear up from the Illinois-Wisconsin state line, pretty much to the doorstep of Madison, and is the reason that they've been saying for years they think that as soon as the grand opening happened, which is finally this Sunday, that we could see 250,000 people almost using it every year. I mean, it's hard to believe, but it will be instantaneously the most popular rail trail in the state. So it's really an exciting thing happening in Belleville this this Sunday.
Yep, 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and people will be able to, I think they're starting in Belleville, and then they'll go down and use the historic Stuart Tunnel, which is about halfway between Belleville and Monticello. So bring a headlamp or a bike light to get through there, because apparently with a slight turn in the tunnel, it's dark. But it's a real neat feature, and there's some 40 other trestle bridges along the whole route. They're still in need of finishing it from Fitchburg into Madison, but from there it picks up on the Capital City Trail. It crosses the Sugar River Trail, Military Ridge. It's a fantastic. And, of course, once you get to Illinois, it's the Jane Addams Trail that connects, and the 500 Trail. You know, so you could virtually get from Madison to Chicago on rail trails. Yeah. Thanks to this 40-mile connection. It's a really exciting thing.
And we should talk about the use of the trail. It's for bikers, walkers?
Yeah, it's non-motorized for the most part. Like most rail trails, however, in Wisconsin, there's the snowmobile exception come winter. Mm-hmm. And there will be, apparently on a trial basis, ATV riding of 11 miles down. I'm trying to, I should know this, although I'm, as you know, Larry, I'm not much of an ATV-er.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, yes, it's that 11-mile section between Monroe and Monticello. They're going to try that out for 3 years. It will only be possible between December 1st and March 15th, so winter only. Mm. Otherwise, the warm weather months, it is for bikers and
walkers.
Hikers and you name it. So it's a great thing to have.
Dean in Janesville, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Dean. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Great show. I just want to touch base about the Ice Age Trail, and I know your guest probably knows all about it and has maybe run and hiked on it, but we've got a project coming up in Janesville July 19th through the 22nd, where we're building an additional mile of the Ice Age hiking trail through what's called the Devil Staircase area. And we're always looking for volunteers to help with these projects.
That's July 19th through the 22nd.
Yes, uh-huh.
And, well, and by the way, but before I turn to Joel, how do people volunteer for that?
They can just give a call to my home number, 608-756-1832 and leave a message, and I'll get back with them.
756-1832.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Dean. Joel, what about the Ice Age Trail?
Well, you know, people listening who maybe are not familiar, maybe they've hiked it, the Ice Age Trail, but not been involved in the development aspect, it may surprise them that to build a mile needs 4 days, as was pointed out, 19th to the 22nd, I believe he said. But the Ice Age Trail, although it's a pedestrian-only path, is built by volunteers using only hand tools. You know, so it is a very labor-intensive effort, but it is also, for the same reason, engendered a great deal of loyalty and love from those who have been involved. And so if you have an opportunity, and I have taken advantage of that in the past, it's just an excellent idea to get that, you know, literally down and dirty and help build this 12-inch on average wide path, which at some point will live up to its 1,000-mile potential. I think we're at, you know, 60% of that, and it crisscross it goes west to east. It's a wonderful resource as well, and I hope the Janesville folks have a good turnout. The Ice Age Trail development is done according to local area chapters, usually on a county-wide basis. So the Janesville chapter would be spearheading that, and it really certainly increases your appreciation for what it takes to build 1,000 miles, let alone just one. So I wish them the best, and I hope to have a good turnout.
Thanks again for calling, Dean. Appreciate it very much. And you can join in, too, with your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call. You know, cross-country running, triathlons, marathons, you've been doing a lot of that lately. It's becoming more popular, I think, as a silent sport.
Well, I think so. I mean, definitely, if you look at the rate at which marathons are closing, I mean, we had, oddly enough, on the same day, well, it hasn't occurred yet, but the Chicago Marathon, Twin Cities Marathon, and I'm blanking at the moment. There was a third marathon. They all closed in record time, and you have to keep in mind that Chicago alone had increased its cap to 45,000 people.
Yeah, and you mean by closed, you don't mean shut down. You mean closed because the participants...
Right. They have closed registration because they have just exceeded their event, their ability to keep the events under control. What it shows is that there's just a record number of people interested in running marathons. And right, the early closing date of registration is the evidence of it. I think that's fantastic. I think more likely the cause of it is more women running. They're exceeding almost the 50% level of participation at this point, but also a lot of first-timers, people that are, they have that run a marathon on their, you know, in my lifetime checklist, and they're determined to knock that off the list, and it certainly is doable. You know, a lot of people, unfortunately, they'll turn up at the starting line, probably undertrained.
Yeah.
And
how much training does it take?
Well, I mean, I personally would not suggest that someone take on a marathon who hasn't been running for a number of years already, but that's often not the case. You know, there's any number of programs out there that'll get you reasonably prepared to finish a marathon in a matter of 12 to 18 weeks. But that will require 30, 40, 50 miles of running a week. The most important aspect of that, of course, is being able to run at least once a week for an hour or 2 hours or more. which it, it takes, it, and that's why I say it takes years to work up to that, and having your body able to recover in order to take on the training the following week. So, you know, I give people a lot of credit for doing it who have never done that. But if they haven't done any running races at all prior to taking on a marathon, I really think they ought to try their hand or feet, so to speak, at 5Ks, 10Ks. Half marathon is a great distance, and also much increasingly popular distance as well. In fact, I having done the Oshkosh half marathon in this past spring, I realized, you know, that's a decent distance. I mean, you put yourself out there and you know, really lay it on the line for 13 miles, but you know, that doesn't mean then that for the next 2 weeks you can't climb the stairs in your house. you actually bounce back a lot more easily. So you know, half marathons are a great alternative too, and if you haven't done one and are thinking about a marathon, you know, put off the marathon and do the half if you can. So,
and what talk a little bit more about those are some of the kinds of things that you cover really in Silent Sports, isn't it?
Absolutely. A lot of running, but it also this time of year, bicycling of all kinds, from road biking, and that's recreational. We talked a little bit about rail trails, but also road riding. The racing aspect is always prevalent in the magazine. Mountain biking, both recreationally, and there's a lot of great, there's the Wisconsin Off-Road Series, and similar series in neighboring states of Michigan and Minnesota that we also cover. But it's a great time of year for paddling as well, be it canoeing or kayaking. And so it's any non-motorized, self-propelled recreation that you can think of. And people have thought of several that I don't put in that category, but still, we pretty much run the gamut. And it depends on the season. I mean, like I said, it's summer, so the warm weather alternatives are covered in the magazine now. Come fall and winter, we'll be turning to cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. And come spring, we're back running probably if we haven't stopped. In my case, I try not to stop, so.
Well, I tell you what, we'll talk some more about what's covered in Silent Sports Magazine and visit more with Joel Patnoid coming up here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.